drowsy.
Then after you go to sleep, you might say, well, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about somebody else who's still sleeping. You might say, well, so-and-so's still sleeping, try to go
wake him.
What about somebody who has trouble hearing? You say they just got stoned
there.
Or when you get out in the hot sun and you begin to work, not long before you begin to
sweat.
What about these places, some people get on their skin, they kind of red and like
blisters? Sun blister?
Yeah. And some of these things have a white place right in there, kind of like a bug, you know? People call it those things.
Oh, a boil?
Mm-hmm. What is that white stuff called?
Pus?
Mm-hmm. And say if you got no stung by a bee, if your hand gets bigger, you say it's all
swollen.
If somebody tries to do some work that they're not used to doing, say cutting wood with an axe, they'll probably get these
blisters in their hands.
What do you call that liquid inside a blister?
Just water.
Just water.
Mm-hmm.
Or if what if somebody accidentally shot or stabbed himself in the leg? Right, say you need to take him to the doctor so he could treat the
wound.
If that doesn't heal cleanly, you might get this flesh form around it, you know, kind of white, flaky. Mm. What kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Flesh. Say if I had cut my finger and I wanted to prevent it from getting infected, what's some liquid I might put on it in the medicine cabinet?
Methylate or mercuricone. But you know what the best thing is for a sore like that? Put it in kerosene.
Really?
And it won't even get sore. I kept kerosene in my house all the time when my kids were little.
Just how long do you have to keep it in?
Just put it in there.
And that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Put a band-aid somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Do people still use anything like iodine?
Yeah.
For that?
Mm-hmm. But I don't think that keeps down infection, iodine or methylate or...
What about, when people used to get malaria, doctors would give them this white, bitter taste.
Quinine.
You ever had any of that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe take it before? What about, say...
They give that, you know, when you have the cramps in your legs, charter horses. They give you quinine capsule that relaxes it. Pearl takes it all the time.
Mm-hmm. What about this expression, say... If a patient is real sick, you might say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the patient
died.
Have you ever heard any other expression for died?
Kick the bucket. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Heard is that one of them?
Kick the bucket.
Yeah.
Anything
or
else?
Passed away.
Passed away. That's a little more genteel.
Kick the bucket.
Have you ever heard people say, oh, so-and-so finally croaked? What about the place where people are buried? You call that
cemetery, graveyard.
Does it make any difference whether it might be a small place that you might say people have around their farm or their home, just for the family?
Plot.
The family.
Burying ground, burying plot.
I see. We're talking about somebody who died. Well, you might say, well, so and so's been dead a week, and nobody's yet figured out what he
died from.